Technology has allowed market segmentation to get better and spread into new areas, but it still comes down to the basics, explains Professor Sally Dibb. Sally Dibb is Professor of Marketing and Head of the Marketing and Strategy Research Unit at the Open University Business School. She was awarded her PhD from the University of Warwick, where she was formerly on the faculty. Sally's research interests are in market segmentation, marketing strategy, and marketing planning, areas in which she has published and consulted extensively. She chairs the Academy of Marketing's Special Interest Group in Segmentation and has authored 9 books, including Market Segmentation Success. And now for the paper, On the Shoulders of Giants. Much has changed in the 50 years since market segmentation was held as the panacea of modern marketing. Technological advances have radically enhanced firms' ability to capture and manage customer data, generating a new segmentation landscape dominated by powerful CRM systems and accompanied by the promise of the segment of one. As a consequence, marketers have a more in-depth understanding of their customers, and there has been a proliferation in new applications, which capitalizes on the opportunities that this enhanced insight can bring. This is probably just as well, given the rise of the savvy customer who knows just what he or she wants and has high expectations that it will be provided. So, against this dynamic backdrop, has the remit of market segmentation really changed? The quick answer is that the basic purpose of market segmentation has altered little. It is used by practitioners, as it has always been, to manage diverse customer needs and to allow judicious targeting of precious resources at the most attractive prospects for the organisation. This relies on the simplest of rationales, which Levitt expressed. The objective of marketing is to get and keep the customer, and that this is achieved by knowing what the customer wants, how they differ from one another, and how these differences can be clustered into meaningful segments. Whilst this basic principle hasn't changed, technology has changed the manner in which it is achieved and transformed the contexts in which it is applied. Many organisations, for example, have recently been affected by legislative changes introduced in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorism atrocities, requiring the monitoring and reporting of suspicious spending behaviour. Anti-money laundering legislation requires financial institutions to participate in monitoring and reporting suspicious account activities which might identify the use of funds for criminal activity. Core to this initiative is the notion of profiling for security purposes, sometimes referred to as the securitization of customer data. This involves financial organizations segmenting their customers, just as they would for commercial purposes, but in this instance with the aim of identifying and reporting undesirable rather than desirable individuals. A very different application involves using segmentation principles in social marketing interventions, which apply marketing tools to solve social and health problems. Examples include targeting interventions designed to reduce smoking levels or to promote exercise. In the UK, segmentation is pivotal in targeting individuals in hard-to-reach, faith-based communities with healthy eating messages, while in Africa, its potential impact in the fight against malaria is being recognised. Of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The true significance of these examples is that they illustrate the increasing scope and range of innovative applications for traditional segmentation ideas. Many of these new applications are only possible because of the technological developments. Expectations abounded that there would be a new segmentation remit brought about by the increased capacity to capture and manage customer data and by the internet's impact on shopping behaviour. Commentators talked about a new segmentation reality, one which would be dominated by the notion of the segment of one, by mass customization, and by all-powerful CRM systems. Their excitement and heightened sense of anticipation were understandable. Given that segmentation's purpose is to enable organizations to achieve closer and more resource-efficient matches with customer needs, the value is self-evident of technology, which maximizes the opportunities to capture and manage the required data. Financial services, utilities, and leisure are just a few of the sectors in which CRM and the associated customer insight are playing a crucial role in efforts to acquire, retain, and maximize customer value. However, segmentation practice has not changed as fundamentally as we thought it would. In a recent special issue on CRM in the Journal of Marketing, the editors expressed surprise when confronted with evidence that traditional market segmentation is working alongside CRM applications, rather than completely replacing it. They were even more intrigued by the apparent simplicity of these traditional segmentations, many of which grouped customers using only a few dimensions. Yet they really should not have been surprised. Market segmentation has always played both strategic and tactical roles. Yes, the technological haze engulfing us has increased practitioners' capacity to refine marketing tactics and to devise better tailored product and services packages for customers. However, a key role of traditional segmentation is its focus on bigger strategic questions, such as the identification of attractive target markets and the creation of a balanced portfolio of offerings. Implicit in this is that segmentation involves much more than bashing data with the heaviest available technological hammer. In fact, it is as much about understanding and meeting customers' needs profitably as ever, as Levitt himself explained. If you're not thinking segments, you're not thinking. To think segments means you have to think about what drives customers, customer groups, and the choices that are or might be available to them. To think segments means to think beyond what's obviously out there to see. While the tactical application has undoubtedly evolved, it seems that the basic rationale for segmentation remains pretty much as before. End of podcast.